This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli troops waged fierce battles against Hamas on Sunday near Gaza's biggest hospital, where thousands were trapped and a lack of fuel forced a nearby major medical center out of service. Gaza City's Al-Shifa Hospital is caught in Israel's ground offensive aimed at destroying Hamas, and the compound has been repeatedly hit by strikes, one of which Hamas health officials said destroyed the cardiac ward on Sunday. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday stressed his country will continue its military operations in Gaza until it defeats Hamas. VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias has details.
Netanyahu, who was interviewed Sunday on CNN, was asked to comment on U.S. Secretary of State's Antony Blinken's recent remarks that too many Palestinians have been killed in Gaza.
The blame should be placed squarely on Hamas because it prevents them from leaving the war zone, sometimes at gunpoint. It fired on the safe zone and the safe corridor that we enacted.
The prime minister added that when the war is over, the overall military responsibility of Gaza will remain in the hands of Israel, but that it's too early to determine who will govern it. Veronica Valderas-Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
The leader of the French far-right National Rally joined a demonstration against rising anti-Semitism in Paris on Sunday. Party leader and former presidential candidate Marine Le Pen was booed as she marched through the streets of the French capital alongside National Rally Party and other members. Le Pen's party stirred controversy when it announced that it would take part in Sunday's march. This is VOA News. Millions of people in India are celebrating Diwali with lights and oil lamps lighting up homes and streets. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
Diwali is a Hindu festival symbolizing the victory of light over darkness. People take part in festive gatherings with drumming and prayers over a period of 5 days. Diwali is celebrated by socializing and exchanging gifts with family and friends, lighting earthen oil lamps and setting off fireworks as part of the celebrations. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday said Ukraine should get ready for winter, fearing Russia will pick up its campaign of systemic strikes on power facilities. Repeated attacks by Moscow's forces last year targeted Ukraine's energy grid, leaving thousands without heating or electricity in freezing temperatures for long periods. Quote, we must be prepared for the possibility that the enemy may increase the number of drone or missile strikes in our infrastructure, Zelensky said in his daily address. Five U.S. troops were killed on Friday when their helicopter crashed into the Mediterranean Sea during a training mission, U.S. officials said on Sunday. U.S. European Command said search and rescue operations were launched immediately following the crash, and an investigation into its cause is underway. The U.S. military has deployed two aircraft carriers, the Ford and the Eisenhower, along with supporting ships and dozens of aircraft to the eastern Mediterranean since Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel to act as a deterrent to ensure the conflict does not expand. President Joe Biden expressed condolences in a statement on Sunday. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, well, at least a little bit, at Rockefeller Center in New York City, where the giant Christmas tree arrived over the weekend. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The 80-foot-tall, 12-ton Norway spruce came in all the way from Vestal, New York, on a flatbed truck with a police escort. Jackie McGinley's family donated it from their backyard.
We feel incredibly proud of our tree here.
Delighted cheers came from the crowd when it was up. And Rockefeller Center head gardener Eric Posé has big plans for it.
We're going to put 50,000 lights on it. Each branch gets wrapped multiple times with lights. Make sure we have lights everywhere so that when we do light it up on the 29th, it looks majestic and beautiful.
The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting takes place the night of November 29th. Julie Walker, New York.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.